I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
A jury handed out guilty verdicts yesterday in a major January 6th trial. That's where we're starting The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Jeff Pierre. It's Wednesday, November 30th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. The founder of the Oath Keepers was convicted of seditious conspiracy for helping to plan the 2021 attack on the Capitol. The Oath Keepers is a far-right extremist group, and Stuart Rhodes, who we're talking about here, is the most high-profile person yet to go on trial. Experts say it's a key step in the larger January 6th investigation. Two more seditious conspiracy trials are set to start next month. Number two.
What a great day. What a great day.
The Senate passed a bill protecting same-sex marriage yesterday. The legislation passed 61 to 36. It enshrines marriage equality, including interracial marriages, into federal law. Here's Senate Majority Leader New York Democrat Chuck Schumer after the vote.
Today, the long but inexorable march towards greater equality advances forward.
The bill goes to the House, where it's also expected to pass, and then to President Biden's desk to sign into law. By the way, House Democrats are expected to elect Representative Hakeem Jeffries as House Minority Leader as soon as today. He'd be the first Black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress. Number three. China is warning of a crackdown on zero COVID protesters. Rare protests erupted across major cities last week after nearly 3 years of strict coronavirus pandemic rules. Demonstrations pretty much fizzled out yesterday, though. Communist Party leaders said that they would, quote, resolutely crack down on further protests. At number four, New York City plans to remove more mentally ill people from its streets. The mayor announced yesterday that authorities will be directed to hospitalize people involuntarily if they're thought to be a harm to themselves, not just to others. This is a controversial move. Mental health advocates are questioning whether the policy is practical or legal. They warn that forcing people into treatment won't help them. Number five, the U.S. men's soccer team advanced to the World Cup knockout stage. The 1-0 victory over Iran yesterday secured second place in Group B. Star forward Christian Pulisic scored a courageous first half goal. And up next for the U.S., it's a tough round of 16 game against the Netherlands. That will happen on Saturday morning. President Biden plans to create a 700-square-mile national monument in Nevada. This is our sixth story today. It would cover almost the entire triangle at the bottom of Nevada's map. That area is below Las Vegas and would include Spirit Mountain. That's a site several Native American nations consider to be sacred. The land would be off limits to developers. Some renewable energy companies aren't happy about that. They see it as perfect for solar and wind farms. The president will announce his support for the monument today. And number seven, an Alzheimer's drug has shown promising results. Alzheimer's is a progressive brain disorder that destroys memory and thinking skills over time. It affects millions of Americans, and there's no proven cure. A new study found that the experimental drug moderately slowed the effects of the disease. This builds on other promising results from an earlier trial. But the study also showed that more safety tests are needed. The FDA could decide on approval early next year. You are all caught up. I'm Jeff Pierre. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.